Members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 538 passed the hat at the state labor convention and raised several hundred dollars. That money will go to support the families of 470 workers on strike since the end of February. Union member Mike French has worked at the plant for 28 years. He says the workers have strong community support and are getting discounts at some local stores. The company has hired replacement workers, but French says the union isn't willing to agree to the wage, pension, and benefit cuts the company is demanding.
We're going to fight as long as it takes to come up with a fair contract that we can live with.
Federal mediators say both the union and the company are locked into positions that have not softened since the strike began on February 28th. Dan O'Leary of the Federal Mediation Office in Chicago says he's in touch with both sides daily, and until one or the other agrees to at least consider concessions, there will be no negotiations.
The one thing we don't want to do is to call a meeting that's counterproductive, where both sides come in there and say, look, the same issues that kept us apart and caused the strike are the same issues that were out there then are out here now, and we have no change in position. That just drives the parties apart.
Tyson Foods produces about a third of the nation's chicken. It bought the Jefferson plant 3 years ago as part of a buyout of the beef packing giant IBP. It is now the largest meat company in the world. It earned $72 million in profits in the first quarter of this year. Before the strike, the average $14 an hour wage for workers at the Jefferson plant was one of the highest of all the rates Tyson pays at its nearly 300 U.S. plants. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.